Rebels coach Steven Jaden, how sweet is this? How sweet is this?
It's unbelievable. I don't think it's really even set in yet. You know, you're just so euphoric and you're so locked in. Even there when you're up 16 with about 2 minutes left, you're still coaching and trying to think of every possible scenario that could go wrong or right for you. So it's still, we're just kind of buzzing right now, but I'm sure tonight to get home and I'll enjoy it a little bit more. But we're not done yet. You know, we feel like we got some work to do still, but just tonight's all about just enjoying the work these guys have put in. Exira is a hell of a team. They came out and they punched first. The big kid inside, I thought we did a good job on him, but he still, I think, ended up with about 18 or 20. Burmeister is as good of it as any guard as we've seen. And the Petapier kid is, I mean, we had hands in his face all night. He hit some tough shots. So we knew that it was going to be a dogfight. But I'm just really happy with the just effort 1 through 14 on this team. The guys on the bench were great tonight. So this is a team win, team trip all the way.
As you said, Exira EHK jumped on early, led by 8 points. But what about that second quarter? You put 27 points on the board to turn the tide, led by 9 at the break.
Yeah, you know, we noticed that first quarter they were really over-pursuing defensively and really flooding about 5 defenders on that play side. So we really talked about ball reversals, skipping it, not trying to force things. They knew they'd key Hunter a lot, and they did. But when some other guys started hitting shots, you know, Blake Cavanaugh, huge game for us offensively tonight. Logan hit a couple shots. You know, when those guys were able to start clicking because they were sagging off of them, we made them pay, and then it freed some things up for Hunter, and he was able to get rolling.
Yeah, what a game for Blake. 17 points, and Hunter had that big three just before halftime. Yep. To give you a huge lift going into the locker room.
I thought that was real key. You know, they got it down to, I think, 5 with about 2 minutes there in the first half. You know, I think around 30 to 25 or whatever it was, but and I think we went on a 5-0 run of our own to get it back up to 9 or 10 or whatever it was, and we really emphasized all year winning 4-minute games, and I think those first 4 in the third quarter are always so important in a game. We knew with a 9-point lead, if we could get that thing stretched to 13 or 14, which we were able to do, you know, we were able to be in the driver's seat and kind of dictate it from that point on.
What about your defense against such a high-caliber offense this evening?
Yeah, you know, incredibly tough team to match up with. Just with the big kid inside, they're so well coached. I mean, you try to take one thing away, and they've got an action for that or a counter. I thought that, you know, some of their role guys stepped up and hit some shots, too, that really kept them in the game. I thought our zone was excellent. Our guys' communication all year has been fantastic. They really know where each other's at. They buy into talking. And that's what I think made our zone so effective there. We knew we were going to give up some twos to the big kid. We just wanted to make sure that Petapier didn't get rolling and that we could at least contain Burmeister for most of it.
Yeah, you did. Burmeister was around that 8 or so point mark in the fourth quarter, quite a bit below a season average. He did wind up with 16, but some of those when the game was well in your favor and getting rolled. 3 fouls he had in that first half. That was critical.
Yeah, that was one of the keys coming in. We thought, he does a heck of a job of staying out of foul trouble. He's very good keeping verticality. He doesn't swat. He just uses his size in the right manner. But I thought if we could get into his hip and really attack his chest and make a 50-50 call and maybe get one our way early, and it really changed the way he played defense there for a while. And the same thing with Petapier. We got a couple on him. And I always think as a shooter, you know, if you're coming in and out of the game there, it kicks your rhythm a little bit. And I thought we were able to maybe keep him off balance just enough because he's probably one of the best pure shooters we've seen. We had hands in his face all night, and he still hit some incredibly tough shots.
Got a feeling you're not going to sleep much tonight, at least until you see the brackets are released later tonight, probably.
Probably not. Yeah, we'll find all that out tomorrow morning. But yeah, right now it's just about celebrating this incredible accomplishment. Like we said, I don't think it's really set in for these guys. The community has just been fantastic. I mean, you know, to roll out a half hour before the game and our side is just standing room only it's incredible. So our town, our school, they've been doing a great job for us. And I think really this week our bench guys, our kind of scout team, really stepped it up. We really kind of had a talk with them leading into the Newell Fonda game about, hey, you guys are just as much a part of this. And they did a great job all week of giving us a good look. And I think sometimes that goes unnoticed because they might not get on the floor. But those are the guys that prep us the most for these games so we can execute our schemes.